Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Yud Dalet, and we are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We're still in the first parak. We're still on the first Mishnah. So we know the second Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah comes up in a couple of days on daf Tezayin. That's when we get into the Barba Prakim Ha'olam Nidon, four times a year that we are judged. And today, though, we are Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We continue with Inyane Zra'im, as is discussed here in the last part of the Mishnah. So yesterday we started to discuss that different types of growths have different times when they are kavua lechiyuv maisras, meaning when they reach the stage where you have to take off chubas and maisras. By trees, it goes by when the blossoming takes place. By grain, it goes by when they have grown a third. By vegetables, it goes by lakita, it goes by the harvesting. Right? This is important for Shemitah, for Chumas and Maestros, for Arla, right? All different halachos. And the last point that was discussed on Yud Gimel Beis was, what about kitnios? Doesn't really fit into any of the other categories, right? A different type of growth. It's not a vegetable, and it's not a grain. You say a hadama, but it's not a, doesn't have the other characteristics of a vegetable, that it would just follow lakita. And the Gemara says that it is gathered, prichin prichin, right? It's gathered at different times, and you want to give a uniform time period for all of the kitnio. So what do you do? So the Gemara first suggested that it goes after hashrasha, right? That was what the Mishnah seat to say in Shvius. The Mishnah says, it depends if it was hushrash before Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah, then Abaye was upset. Abaye says, I don't say, why don't you just put it all together in a pile and take a bunch from that pile, and whatever was last year's would be for last year's, whatever was this year's would be for this year's, and you'll be covered. Doesn't Rav Shimon Shazuri say that in another context? Of Paul HaMitzri, that also you make one big pile and then you use this mechanism. Just parenthetically, I was asked after this year, why does he even go by Hashrasha if he's going to use Yitzbar, right, put out Yitzbar Garna L'Tocho. So the Balamor and the Ramban discussed that question. So if anybody wants more relating to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, you can look in the Balamor and the Ramban. But the Gemara then said, well, maybe that's a Machlogas Tanoim. And that is the issue of Bila. Do we say Yesh Bila, that when items get mixed up together, there is an equal distribution, an equal amount in every bunch that I would pick up, so that if I pick up a bunch, I could be sure that some of this is on last year's grain, some of this is on this year's grain, no problem. That's Yesh Bila, and that's why Rav Shimon Shazuri says that is okay to do, and that is what is acceptable. Masha Enki and the Rabbanan would say Ein Bila. So Rachronim here say that maybe the whole Chiddush, we're about to see that it's a Chiddush to apply that concept by solids. We're about to see that. But the Achronim say, well, maybe it's only allowed here. It's not that Rav Shimon Shazuri says that all over, but maybe here because it's a Derabbanan context. So for example, the Turi Evan says here, because Meiser of these items is Derabbanan, that's why we could just say and be Makel and say Yesh and Yesh Bila. Or the Sfas Emes says, well, maybe here it's before the Chiyuv kicked in. If it's before the Chiyuv kicked in, so that's why before it became Gemar Pri. Once it would have a real Chiyuv, a Gemar Pri, you wouldn't rely and say Yesh Bila. You'd have to take off every little amount. Rashi, though, just before we continue, Rashi here, when he quotes Yesh Bila, he adds in one phrase, based on the context of where this sugya came up elsewhere. Rashi says on the sixth or seventh medium line, Yesh Bila, Yesh Lismoch al Habila, Lomar, She Yesh Mishneyam Betoch HaMaiser Lafi Cheshbon. Right, you could assume that it is not only a little bit from each one, that use the percentages. If there's more yashan, you can assume there's more yashan in your grabbing, in your bunch, and if less, there is less. So you are mafrish, and you have a chiyah to be mafrish lefi cheshbon. That is the halacha by the kidneys. You know, let's just do one more line, and then we'll make the comment. Amar Rabbi Yisrael bar Nachmeni, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yossi ben Kippar, Sha'amar Mishim Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. So Shmuel says that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, which pashto seems like, what does that mean? Yesh Bila. That Yesh Bila, and therefore you can just pick up the bunch and rely on the fact that it is all related to the different parts that are in it. So Maskav L'Rab Zera, really? Does Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri? Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi? Does he really say that? V'ha'amar Shmuel, Lakol Ein Bila. Shmuel says, nothing. You're never allowed to rely on Bila. Lakol ein Bila chutz miyayin v'shemen. Except for by wine and oil, which Rashi says are just examples of liquids. Meaning, Shmuel says, you can't say Bila by solids. Meaning it's similar what we have by Yeridea. We have Yavish B'Yavish, Lach B'Lach. Lach B'Lach mixes much more equally. Right? Unless you have two different liquids that we know have different natures, like water and oil. Sometimes if you don't want to fill up your entire Chanukiah with oil, you put a little water in so the oil rises. A lot of symbolism to the Shemen. But if it's the same liquid, so that mixes in. That we understand. Masha'en kein solids. So Shmuel says, I hold a bila by liquids, not by solids. So how could we say that Shmuel holds, like Rav Shimon Shazuri, that you're allowed to rely and just put all of the kidneys into a pile and rely on the fact that you are just going to take a bunch and yitzbar garner letocho and assume that it's going to be okay? He rejects that. So answers the Gemara, ish tamitzei, Hada Amar Shmuel. Reb Zera forgot or left out a different statement of Shmuel. Hakol holich achar gemar pri. What does that mean? Hakol holich achar gemar pri. Really, fundamentally, Shmuel does not hold a bila. Ain bila. But he rejects the definition that we said before about Hashrasha. He holds like Reb Shimon Shazuri Lamaisa that you're allowed to do this, but not because of Yesh Bila. He holds of it because he holds that you always go after Gemar Pri. And by all of these, the Gemar Pri took place at the same time. And therefore, it's not like, oh, you're allowed to put it into a pile, and some are going to be Yashin, and some are going to be Chadash, and you could assume that some is Chadash and some is Yashin in the hand what you're taking. No! It's you don't hold of Bila. But because you always go by Gemar Pri, you go by when it's fully ripe, which is right before, let's say, the Zman Lakita. You go by when it's fully ripe. So that's why Shmuel says what he says. So again, it's like Rav Shimon Shazuri, v'lo mi taimei. As Rashi summarizes on the last line on the daf, d'ilu Rav Shimon Shazuri, second to last line, v'chiyamar Shmuel halacha Rav Shimon Shazuri, lo mi taimei. It's not because of the same svara. De'amar, de'amar, de'ilu Rav Shimon Shazuri, taimei mishum bila, v'taimei de Shmuel mishum de'kule chadashu. Shagadav and Nigmar Acha Rosh Hashanah. It goes by Gemar Pri at all, finished after Rosh Hashanah, and that is why Shmuel says what he says. The only problem is, Rashi points out, we had Tanaim that held that Yesh Bila, and that's the Svara. Where does Shmuel have a Brisa? The Gemara doesn't quote any Brisa or Mishnah or Tosefta that Shmuel holds like. So Rashi just says Sarachian. He must have a source somewhere. Where Rashi says, a couple of lines up from the bottom, he says, Va'ani lo yadati manhu ahutana. Shmuel must have a Tana, but I'm not sure who it is. I didn't check, but Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyon HaShas and Brachas Chafei, he lists off 50 places in Shas where Rashi says, I don't know. So, this is probably on there. I don't know which Tana is the one that Shmuel holds like, but, you know, he must have someone in that the Gemara doesn't ask again on Shmuel. Again, Rav, the Gemara has the flexibility a little bit. Once in a while, the Gemara says, Rav Tana Upalik. That Rav is on the level, and he was early, and he was on the border, and he's allowed to. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan is also pretty early. Shmuel, the Gemara doesn't really say it about. Shmuel. So is Shmuel allowed to argue? So yeah, that gets into the sugya that we've touched on in the past. Are Amoraim allowed to argue on Tanaim, but they just wouldn't? Or they're not allowed to argue on the Tanaim? Was the Stimas HaMishnah, the Chasimas HaMishnah, was that a unique stage in the Mesorah so that afterwards you're not allowed to argue? We know we're not allowed to argue on the Gemara. That's for sure. The Ramah writes in Choshen Mishpat that Ravina Varavashi Sofa Ra, quoting a Gemara out of context from Bar Metzia, but the message is gotten that Sofa Ra, you're not allowed to argue on the Gemara. But a Rishon could argue on the Gemara. An Achron could argue on a Rishon. A Rishon could argue on a Rishon. But you can't argue on the Gemara. What about arguing on the Mishnah? So that is not so clear. Rove assume that they're not allowed. Look at every daf and shas. How could this Amora say this? Doesn't it say this in the Mishnah, in the Brisa? So, and you have to find another Tana that holds like him. So it sounds like the postures of reading shas is that an Amora is not allowed to argue on a Tana. Not allowed to. That's the simple understanding. And that's what the Achronim point out, that the Chazon Ish points out, that the Torah Tzvima points out. The Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah and in Sanhedrin that the world is supposed to be 6,000 years long. 2,000 years Tohu, 2,000 years Torah, and 2,000 years Yavos HaMashiach. So, explains Rashi on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the year 2000, the year 4,000, was there something significant that happened those years? Was there something significant? The year 4000, there was something significant. What does that mean? Torah didn't end. It's just that now Mashiach can come. The destiny can be fulfilled. The year 4000. The year 2000, did something Did something happen there? No, it just split up. What does he want to have? An equal 2000, 2000, 2000. Right? But every year. But what happened at the year? What happened at the year 2000? What happened at the year 2000? So Rashi there explains that maybe, according to others explain, that that was an Avram Avinu who recognized the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let's say he was born, according to certain calculations, in 1948, on the Hebrew calendar, not on the English calendar, and when he was 52 years old, according to some Rishonim, that's when he recognized the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that was the year 2000. Anything happened at the year 4000? Torah, Rashi says, Torah continued. It doesn't mean that Torah ended and Yemos HaMashiach started, but, you know, it just wants to be parallel to the year 2000, 4000. Okay, the Chazon Ish, in Ilchus Mamrim, and the Torah Tamima also, Allah Torah, says no. That's right about when the Mishnah was written. The year 4000. That's when all the principles of Torah were laid out, and since then, it's all applications. There's no new principles that come up. It's all applications from the time of the Mishnah. So according to that, so then it's Shmuel, according to Rashi, when he says, I don't know, he's saying he must have someone, because he's not allowed to argue on the Mishnah. There is one way of reading a Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Mamrim Perek Beis, that the Kesef Mishnah could be read, and this is how Reb Chaim read the Kesef Mishnah, quoted in Reb Elchanan and the Kovet Shirim in the end of Baba Basra, where Reb Chaim says, no, really, they could, but they wouldn't. They wouldn't. After all, every Bezdin, if it's Gadol Mechaver or B'chachma V'minyan, has the right to argue. So that's the way the Reb Chaim understood this Kesef Mishnah, that they, if they would have known this, if they would have known that there was no other Tana that agrees with them, they wouldn't have. Because, who were they? They would have assumed that the Tanaim got to the MS more than they did. But Lav Dafka, that they couldn't. Okay, that is a minority opinion, but it is out there. I heard a beautiful thought earlier this week, just to mention, when we talk about the significance of the Mishnah, there is a minhag. Is a minhag of learning Mishnah for a neshama. For a neshama, dafka a Mishnah. Right, we don't learn Gemara or Tanakh, we dafka learn Mishnah. Why dafka Mishnah? So I heard this week, maybe not just Osios, Mishnah, Osios, neshama, everybody says that, but it could be that the Mishnah, a little bit based on what we were just talking about, what did the Mishnah symbolize? Right, review the first Torah Sheba'al Peh that was written down, one of the first Torah Sheba'al Peh that was written down, maybe you have a couple of Midrashim before that. But it was the first Torah Sheba'al Peh that was put together. It symbolized the desire to keep the Mesorah going. It symbolized the desire that I want to carry the tradition. I want to carry the torch of Am Yisrael. I don't want it to be forgotten. The legacy that has occurred, you know, in the past, I care about it. That I want to keep it going. It's exactly what we do after a niftar. We say, I don't want to forget your legacy. I don't want this to be... So that's why Dafka Mishnah, because Mishnah is the symbol of that carrying the torch to the next generation of Jews, and so too, even on an individual level, that's the beautiful thought related to Mishnah and Neshama. Okay, we continue now, says the Gemara. Weiter. So the next half, Vitzricha, top of the next Amun. Vitzricha, and we need all these statements of Shmuel. What are all the statements? Rashi summarizes them on top. Number one, that he says, the halacha like a Shemesh Shazuri. You're allowed to put all these kitniyos in a pile and take. Number two, Ein Bila. Second statement. And then number three, the last line of everything goes after Gemara Pri. Everything you go after. So what do you need all three? So the Gemara explains, Vitzricha, the Eshbin halacha kreb Shemesh Shazuri. If I only had that statement. The halachas go by Roshim and Shazuri. Hava amina mishum tekasavar yesh bila. I would have thought because he holds up yesh bila. Kamash balan lakol ain bila. That's what he has to say. Ain bila. That's not the reason that I hold like Roshim and Shazuri. So that is why you need that statement. V'yashmi'inan lakol ein bila. And if he would have just said, I hold ein bila, hava amina karabanan svirale. So he would have thought that he rejected Roshim and Shazuri. That you can't just go through that process. Ain bila, so you have to take a little from each one. Kamash malan, alacha, kashim and shazuri. So that's why I know from those two statements, he holds like him, but not for his reason. Fine. Ve'i ashmi'inon hani tarti. And if you only had those first two statements, hava amina kasha deshmuel adeshmuel. I would have had a stira. How could you hold like kashim and shazuri and hold of ain bila? What's your svara? Stir in Shmuel, Kamash Malan, Hakaholich, Hakakamar Pri. That's why he had to give the third statement, the Svara, of why he would say this is okay. Because when it comes to kidneyos, when it comes to legumes, that's his shear. You go after Gemar Pri, which again is a fourth, right? Is a fourth shear, not like Elon or Yerek or Tzvua, but a fourth one. The Iyash Minan, Hakaholich, Hakakamar Pri. And if you only said that, If you only had that last statement, Hava Amina Afilu Tvua Vezesim, Nami, I would have thought even Tvua and Zesim, you are allowed to rely on that. Everything's the Eftigamar Pri, meaning all types of growths. Kamash Malan, Halacha, Grib Shimon Shazuri, B'mai Depalig. The Machloka, the Halacha, like Shimon Shazuri, in what he argues on, meaning the context of Shimon Shazuri is Kitnios, and that's why we are allowed to rely on him in that case, but not because of, I hold that sheer in other contexts as well. Vilash Me'inon Hani Tarti, Lakol Ein Bila Lamali. Okay, so why don't you say the first and the third, not the middle one? Why do you have to say the statement of Abia? Say like Rav Shimon Shazuri and say Gemara Pri. So you know why you hold like Rav Shimon Shazuri. You know it's limited to the case of Rav Shimon Shazuri. You don't need the statement of Ein Bila. So Hakamashmal and Delayim Vishem and Yesh Bila. Because he wants to emphasize the other tzad. He wants to emphasize that for liquids, Yesh Bila, there is a mixing and therefore one can, if there is a halacha that relies on bila, so one would be able to rely on it in that context. Remember, the more common, right, this is the sugya of yesh bila, rein bila. The most common and most well-known statement about bila in Shas is probably Rabbi Zeira. Now, this the art that's got Rabbi Zeira is kol haroi labila. Kol haroi labila. We know that the oil and the flour of a carbon mincha has to be mixed, is mixed together, but it doesn't really have to be mixed. It has to be ra'ui to be mixed, meaning if somebody makes a nedava of oil and flour, so there has to be a proper ratio. And how many kalim are you allowed to put it in? So the Gemara tells us that if it is mixable and it will dissolve in each other, the oil and the flour properly, so then you don't even have to mix it. It just has to be ra'i labila. But if there is too much flour and it won't be mixable for the ratio that is described by Chazal, 60 to 1, so then it is bila ma'akeves. It doesn't have to be mixed, but it has to be ra'i to be mixed. Kol haroi labila, ein bila ma'akeves. There are various halachas and shas that require the potential, even if you do not require the actual carrying out. Remember, back in Masech HaSukkah, right, two Masechtas ago, we discussed that the Ritva says this in three places in Masech HaSukkah where the Gemara doesn't even say it. Just on that base, if you remember. The Gemara said that your sukkah could be built as a diras keva as long as it is not so tall. And it's tall, it's short enough that it could have been built as a diras arai. Right, the Gemara said you could build it with metal walls. Right, metal walls. We're not getting into the issue of putting, being ma'amid. But metal, what do you mean metal walls? It's diras keva. So the Gemara says, that's okay. As long as the roof, that the sachar aren't 20 amos high. Why? Says the Ritva right there. Kol haroi labila. As long as it's roi to be mixed, like by Menachas. As long as it's roi to be made into a diras arai, so too, it can be made into a diras keva. When somebody goes to the mikvah, all they need is roi labias mayim. Beis astarim. Water does not have to get into my mouth. But if I have a chatzitza in my mouth, that's a problem, because I need at least ra'ui l'bias mayim. That water can get in there, but it doesn't actually have to get in there. The last place, if you remember, we saw this in Sukkah, the most recent place we discussed this sugya, was the case that comes up all the time. Somebody's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and the chazan gets up to Kedusha. What do I do? So that's a machlokas. Rashi tells us Ritva. In Sukkah Lamed Ches, we all like Rashi. You stop and you listen. And that covers you on both sides. On the one hand, it's not called a hefsik, because you don't say anything. But on the other hand, you listen and you yotzei the kedusha. Tosa says, how does that work? If you're yotzei, then it's a hefsik. Shomei ka'one. So how can you stop? Just keep going, says Tosa. And the Ritva there says, like Tosa lamaisa velo mitaimei, as we just had here. Keep going, but not because, oh, it'll be a hefsik, but because shomei ka'one is not going to help you in this case. Shomei ka'one only helps you where you yourself could have said it. And you were yotzei, I could say kiddush. But I didn't say kiddush, I let somebody else say kiddush for me. So that works. But if I couldn't talk right now, so I can't be Yotze through Shomei Ka'one. So too, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, I can't say Kedusha. So that's why it doesn't pay for me to listen, because it's not going to help. That is the Machlokas, right? Ritva, based on Rabbi Zeira, Kala Ra'ui Labila. So that's Bila in terms of mixing. In general, that is the more well-known discussion of Bila. But here we have the sugyas of Yesh and Ein Bila regarding mixing, actual mixing of liquids and solids. Good. Tanya, Reb Yossi, Haglili, Omer. Biaspecha, migarnecha, umiyekvecha. When you gather from your goren, from your silo, and from your yakev, and from your wine press. Ma goren veyakev miyuchadin, shekadelin al me shana shavra. Just like goren veyakev. What is unique about it, right? What's in your wine press and in your silo? It's already been harvested. It has grown based on last year's precipitation. umis asrin l'shana sha'avra, and you're ma'aserit, considering it last year's produce, because that's the rain that it grew based on. Av koshen gadel and almei shana sha'avra, so too, everything that is supported and grows based on last year's precipitation, misasr l'shana sha'avra, gets meisered, right, take off meiser, based on last, considering it last year's. Meaning for Meiser Sheni versus Meiser Ani, right? All the different afgaminas. Yatzu Yurakos, this excludes vegetables. Shekedelin al Meishana Haba, vegetables grow by this year's rain, not last year. It's not that there's a delay. It's the present rain. The present rain, right, makes the vegetables grow, and they grow quickly, the Gemara assumes, u'misasr l'shana haba, and therefore they are misasir by the present year. By the present year, not by the last year. That's why Yurakos go by Lakita. Yurakos, this is the makar. This is the makar. How do you know vegetables go by Lakita? Right here. That you don't compare it to Goren V'Yakev. You go Basar, this Lakita. Good. Rabbi Akiva Omer, a slightly different drasha. B'yasmacha migarnacho miyakvecha. Ma Goren V'Yakev miyuchadin shekedelin al rov mayim umis asrin l'shana sha'avra. Just like Goren V'Yakev, which means the grapes and the grain, they grew al rov mayim, meaning rain. Rov mayim, they could be, but rain could independently give them enough sustenance. And umisasul shana sha'avra. Of course, gedelan arov mayim. So to anything that is supported by rain independently, misasul shana sha'avra goes by last year. Yatsu yurakos, excluding vegetables, gedelan al kol mayim. They need a little help. Rain is not good enough. They need the irrigation. They need you to schlep up the water to them. Umisasul shana haba, and therefore they are excluded. Ask the Gemara, my benai, my nafkamina between these different days, a little slightly different, meaning go by last year's, or go by, only rain. Amar Rabbi Avo, bitzalim asarisin, upul hamitzri, ika benayu. The difference is these little onions and these Egyptian beans, that's the difference between them. That's not. Bitzalim asarisin, upul hamitzri, because these items, shemona mehen mayim, Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, if you did not let them have water for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so then it's clearly last year's. Misasru l'sha'avar u'mutar b'shvias, it's considered sixth year onions. V'imlav asurin b'shvias u'misasru l'shana haba. And if not, it is considered, if you watered them within 30 days of Shemitah, so that'll go into Shemitah, then it's asur b'shvias, and you take off Meiser as considering it l'shana haba, which means no Meisers, because it's the Shemitah year. So how is this an afkamina? So Rashi has two different opinions. Which direction does it go in? Who says what? How does this fall? So Rashi first says, if you look in the last skinny line, he could be nayu. He goes shemana mehem mayim below hishku shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. So which is which? V'chiham masdisa ditznan b'tzalam asarisim. The Mishnah that says that this is the cutoff 30 days. Reb Yosi Haglili Islay says that's the first opinion that we had holds like the Mishnah. Hamasisan, because you prevented, didn't give them water for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Nimsu, so it comes out that they're growing based on last year's precipitation, and therefore you can consider it last year's. But if you would have given them water within the 30 days, then it would be considered this year's. Right, it would go into the Shemitah year, and that's why it would be considered a Shemitah fruit. Although Rabbi Akiva, even if you would do that, it's still in the category of rain versus needing irrigation, and these onions would still need the irrigation. That's the first day in Rashi. Then Rashi quotes Bepirish Romium Mefarish Ifcha. He has another pshat, the opposite pshat. We're just going to go with the pshat that we just mentioned. Okay, this is the source for the idea that vegetables are different than the other items, the tefuah.
So the argument is whether man has got the ability to actually affect Meiser.
Does the man, right, I mean, does his action affect the year that Meiser is going to go on? Right, because according to at least the first opinion, meaning you're adding the water makes it last year's precipitation. Good. Tosfos here asks a simple question. Tosfos gives two answers to the question. Tiber maschol ma. But Tosfos says, wait a minute. Everybody agrees, we mentioned yesterday, everybody agrees that Trumas and Meisers for vegetables is Drabanan. We have a pasuk to exclude then when the time period is. On a Daraisa level, it's nothing. What's the Gemara told? What kind of drushes are these? Right, on a Daraisa level, you don't have to give Shubas and Maestras from Yerakos, except for that one day we mentioned, according to the Smag and the Uraim, that Maestr Shani, even for Yerakos, is Daraisa. But the Pasha is, according to the Rovi Shonen, that's not true. All Shubas and Maestras for Yerakos, even the Rambam, who includes all fruit, says Yerakos is Darabanan. So we need a Pasik to exclude. Don't think Yerakos are from Chanata or from Avashlish. No, it's all from the Kita. What do you need a Pasik for that for? First day of Tosfos is, you're right, it's an Asmachta. Asmachta, says Tosfos. Asmachta bi'alma. De Meister Yerak Darabanan. The Iker Krol of Solos Goran v'Yakov. This Pasik is really telling you what Schach have to be made out of. That's the Iker. But really is an Asmachta. Kidele Ela Inyan Sukha. Inami, or, and we can get into, you know, serious asmachtas, less serious asmachtas. Inami, then Tosfos has another answer. Mishum shvius d'oraisa itzrich kra. Even though regarding Shubas and Maestras, it's all d'rabanan, but in Shemitah, there's d'oraisa status. So for Shemitah, at least in the, for that nafkamina, itzrich kra, you need the pasuk. You need the pasuk, itzrich kra, to go by Lakita. Asks the Pnei Yoshua, so what would the first answer to the second answer? The second answer has a strong claim. Well, it's Daraisa for Shemitah, that's what you need. So how do you know, according to the first answer, that you go Basar Lakita by vegetables for Shemitah? Right, that's Daraisa. Ask the Pnei Yoshua. So how do you know that? Says the Pnei Yoshua, L'chora davar tamua. Tahamrinan, sorry, Kashali. Lishinuye kama asmachta biyamahi imkein minale beemes til lishvias aslinin biyarek basa lakita. Hashvias daraisa. The afshar, the hatosvis, and this all has added significance now that we're within a couple of months, right? The Shemitah. The afshar, the hatosvis savri, de la olam misvara. Islan lameimar the azlinan basar lakita leinyan shvius imlo hechi degali krabehedya. You know why? Because without any other svara, says the Pnei Yoshua, when it comes to Shemitah, I would go basar lakita without knowing anything else. Kigon betvua v'zesim didarshin mikra basar hava shlish ubilanus basar chanata. Remember, by other items you have a source to tell me what you should go by. But you know why is it that you don't need, so you need the source to tell me that, and you don't need source for this, because misvar we would say it by Shemitah. Why? That's what the Bnei Yeshua says. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, beautiful! Why is that? Because when it comes to Shemitah, it's all about the Kedushas Karka. It's all about the Kedushas Karka. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it makes a lot of sense to suggest that by Shemitah, you know what has Kedusha? If it's in the ground when Shemitah starts, it has Kedusha. That makes a lot of sense, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, because everything about this year flows from the Kedushas Karka, and because of that, we say that if it's in the ground, which means it starts, it has Kedusha. It's not like Shubas and Maestros, which don't flow directly. We would say by Shubas and Maestros, obviously, it's based on a mitzvah Tzuliyah Ba'aretz, but it doesn't flow as much from the Kedushas Ha'aretz. It flows, let's say, from the Chalos Ha'aretz. There's a certain status of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, there's mitzvahs, the Shubas and Maestros, there. But it doesn't flow as much from Kedusha Sa'aretz as Shemitah does. Right? The Ramban counts a separate mitzvah Zaseh Daraisa to eat, right? Kedusha Shvius. To eat Kedusha Shvius. Right? Is there a mitzvah Daraisa for Yisrael to eat Maaser Rishon? Let's say Bezman Azeh, where Hamos Mechavar Lava Raya, I don't have to give Maaser Rishon because the Levi has to prove that he's a Levi. Is there a mitzvah? There's a mitzvah Daraisa to give. Okay, and included in that for a Levi to eat it. But for Yisrael, it's not the same. It's not the same. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, so that's why without any svara, I would say that you go basar lakita when it comes to Shemitah. That's the first day of the Tosfos. That's the first day of Tosfos, because it all flows from the Kedushas Karka. Beautiful. Ma'adani Aretz. Rav Shlomo Zalman there in his Sefer on Shemitah. We continue now, and we get up to the last part of our Mishnah. We're on Daf Yudalad, but we're still looking back on Daf Beis. On Daf Beis, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the last line of our Mishnah, that when is the Rosh Hashanah for trees, for fruit? Machlokes, first day of Shvat is, according to Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel says, the 15th day. If you remember, we mentioned on that Beis, that doesn't say Le'ilonos in the Mishnah, it says Le'ilon, because it's a remez to the Esrog, says the Bnei Yisachar, you got to daven for a good Esrog on Tu B'Shvat, right, a couple months later. That's why the singular of Ilan. So, we have two, getting into Tu B'Shvat. So, halacha l'maisa, living out of Eretz Yisrael. So there's not too much nafkamina for Tu B'Shvat. Many of these mitzvahs for Tu B'Shvat. Two areas in halacha. One is well known and one is not so well known. The well known one is that, no tachanun. No tachanun on Tu B'Shvat. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Nefilas Apayim has a few days when you don't say tachanun. But this is one of them. By the way, just to remind all of us, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim, even earlier, I think, I forgot it, maybe it's even the Magen Avraham, that says that chasanim should not come to shul on Mondays and Thursdays. Because you don't want to cause people not to be able to say Vehu Rachum. Right, think about Niskatnu Hadoros. But where's the chasid davening today? Right, so that's the, to realize that the power of Vehu Rachum, the power that he even, the post can even discuss, the Mishnah Berurah discusses, that, you know, in a Beis HaAvo, we know you don't say Tachron. So Shaila is, what about if day 7 is a Monday and Thursday? So he gets up in the morning after Shacharis, doesn't say Tachron. But what about in the afternoon? Should he make it up and say Vehu Rachum in the afternoon? It's the Havamino, like, oh, you missed it. It's okay, but the power of Vehu Rachum, power, you read those words, unbelievable. So that's one, that we don't say Tachanun on that day. But there's another Shulchan Aruch, less familiar. Shulchan Aruch says, in Hilchas Simen Tav Kuf Ayin Beis. Tav Kuf Ayin Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Be'eza Yamim Ein Gozrin Tainis Sibur. On what days do we not make a Tainis Sibur? That's the halachas we get into Mesechus Tainis, about all the Tainios for rains. So the Shulchan Aruch says you don't start Tainis Sibur on a Thursday because it's going to affect the prices for Shabbos. And goes in Tainis Sibur on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Chalamoid. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, Sibur, Shebikshu, Ligzer, Tainis, Sheni, V'chamishi, V'sheni. You want to make a Monday, Thursday, Monday. Upaga betainis Tu B'Shvat. There it is. Tu B'Shvat is one of those Monday, Thursday, Mondays. Hatainis nidche l'Shabbos haba. You push it off. No fasting. Kedesh lo yigzru tainis b'Tu B'Shvat shehu Rosh Hashanah le'ilanos. Shulchan Aruch says Rosh Hashanah le'ilanos, and therefore you're not gozer a tainis on Tu B'Shvat. Where does this come from? Where is this based on? It's based on a Mordechai that's quoted in the Agos Maimonios. The first Agos Maimonios in Hilchas Shofar. First of all, there says, B'tshuvas haritzba kasav, di'afilu b'tu b'shvat ein lehis anos. You're not allowed to fast on Tu B'Shvat. Why? V'tzibur shagaz v'tainis b'sheni v'chamish v'sheni, you're not allowed to fast. Why? Number one, d'lo ashkechan tainis b'Rosh Hashanah. Don't fight tainis. V'su, kivan demasni arba rashi shanim b'hade hadadi. Because the first mission in Rosh Hashanah puts all of them together. Idmu nami lahadadi baha milsa. Regarding this, they're compared. De kulon shavim de ein lahis anos. Wow. So it gives it significance. Tu B'Shvat gives significance. It's put in the Mishnah. Dalad Rashi Shonimim. And therefore, it's in Shulchan Aruch regarding not fasting on that day. Okay, now we get into Tu B'Shvat, where the real halachas of Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah li'ilanos. Al pi machshava. Many machshava go into the root of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says the first. Beis Shammai, a lot of times, you have to look at other machlokos, he's into the potential. It didn't come to fruition yet, but it's there. The growth happened. And Beis Hillel says, no, it's the lamaisa, what already occurred. Right? Like near Chanukah. Beis Shammai, the potential, there's 8 days left, and 7, and 6, and 5. You go by the potential. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel goes by what happened already. Right? Day 1, day 2, day 3. So you can link those two machlokos between this one and the other one. Okay, so my time. So why is there a svara? Not based on a pasuk. Is there a svara why we say that the first of Shvat, or the 15th of Shvat, is Rosh Hashanah? Amar Belazar, Amar Boshia, Hoel V'yatzu Rov Gish Beishana. Since most of the rain has already taken place, hopefully it has started raining in Cheshvan, Kislev, Teve, Shvat. Right, so most of the rain has already taken place. V'yadayin rov tkufa mibachutz, and most of the winter season though has not taken place yet. It's still ahead of you. The Gemara just says, "Ma'amar, what do these two phrases mean?" Hachi kamar, let's clarify. Afal pi sherova tkufa mibachutz ho v'yatzer rov gishmei bracha. Since most of the rain has already occurred, even though officially, formally, the season, the winter season of tkufas teves. You still have a lot more sometimes, and a lot of times it goes into the month of Nisan. Still, that doesn't matter. It goes by the rain. Because most of the rain has already taken place, we can already consider this Rov of the year, and that's the Rosh Hashanah. The Chush Yaron here parallels. He says this stage for trees, Chanata for trees, is what we assume has happened after the rain, is exactly parallel to Havah Shlish, by others, and the Ron goes into depth about the parallel between the Havah Shlish for Tua and the Chanata for fruit. But we'll leave it for now. Tan Rabbanan. Maisa Rabbi Akiva story. Rabbi Akiva shaliket esrog becha b'shvat. Rabbi Akiva picked an esrog on the first day of Shvat. V'noag bo shnei isurin. And he was knowing two isurin. What does that mean? It was a second to third year, let's say. So the previous year was a meiser sheni year, and the following year was a meiser ani year. Right? Either year three or year six. So it was one of those. So Rabbi Akiva seems like Mishum Safik took up both meisers. Both meisers. Right, when it was knowing Shnei Isurin. The Ritva here just notes, it must have not been, even though the Gemara says Esrog, one Esrog is not going to be Chayiv and Meisers. It must have been an Esrog tree. He gathered one Esrog tree, a bunch of Esrogim, and he was knowing Shnei Isurin. We'll talk about exactly what he did soon. Let's just finish the case. Echad Kedivrei Beis Shammai. The Echad Kedivrei Beis Hillel. One like Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai would hold that it's a new year. It's the following year. It's the first day of Shvat. So therefore, you go by, let's say, the third year, and you take off Maaser Ani. But according to Beis Hillel, it's not the new year yet. Right? It's not Tu B'Shvat yet. And therefore, you would go by the previous year. So he did both. Reb Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Lo Minag Beis Shammai Beis Hillel No Hagba. No. That's not why he took off both Maaseris. Because he was Machmir like both of those. Ela Minag Reb Gamliel Reb Eliezer No Hagba. There was a different suffix of who we paskin like. The following machlokas, ditznan. We know, the Mishnah tells us in Bikurim that an esrog is a unique type of growth. An esrog is not like other fruit. And elsewhere it explains why that is. Why is an esrog unique? Because it has elements making it similar to yurakos and elements that make it similar to other fruit. So esrog, the Tanakhama says, shave le'ilan begimel drachim ul'yerek b'derech echad. An esrog has halachos like a tree in three ways and like a vegetable in one way. Shave le'ilan begimel drachim. La'arla. For arla issues, it's called a fruit. There's arla when it comes to esrogim. Ula ravai, there's kedushas ravai when it comes to an esrog. Ula shvias, and for shmita rules, it is considered a fruit. And ula yarek b'yerech echad, and for a vegetable, it's considered that shebishas lekitaso isuro. Divrei Rav Gamliel, that you go by lekita for its meiser. For its meiser, what exactly does that mean? You go by Lakita for its Meiser. So Rashi says that if it blossomed in the second year and it's gathered in the third year, so it's a Misaser, like the third year, like a vegetable. Then you go after Lakita. That's Rashi. If you look at Tosfos gives a different shot. Tosfos v'Lishvias. He says, no, we're talking about an Esrog that's going from year 6 to 7. So he says, so regarding Shemitah, it's like a seventh year, and regarding Meiser, it's like Shemitah, it's like a tree, so you go by Chanata, so it's a sixth year, so you have to give, right, you have to treat it, it does not have Kedusha Shvias, but regarding Meiser, it's considered a seventh year, that's what Tosfos says, could go on Esrog Bashishas, HaNechnesas L'Shvias, Harehu L'Bailim Ke'ilon Basar Chanata, it's not Hefker, because it's not like Shemitah, for it's not Hefker, it's like an Elon, because you go Basar Chanata, but it's still Pater from Meisros. Because it's like a Shemitah vegetable, which is Pata from Isaris. And it just has Kedusha Shvias, it's Hefker. So Tosfos makes it a little more tricky in terms of what the case is. But either way, Shabbos Lakito so Isuro. That's Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no. Esrog Shabbos Le'ilon L'chol Davar. An Esrog is equal to a tree L'chol Davar even for Isaris. Stop there for a minute. So that's the story. So Rabbi Akiva was Maaser double. Because either the Tanakhama says Bishama Besilel and the Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yehuda says it was Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer. What exactly did Rabbi Akiva do? What does it mean that he was Nohag Bashnei Isurin? Ask Tosfos, bottom of the previous Amud, in the Haggah of Tosfos. Don't we know, Chazal tell us elsewhere, Hamarbeb and Maisrosov, right, Maisrosov Tvua Mekulkalin? If you take off too much Meiser, then you're messing up. Right, the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, you can't give Meiser by estimation. Meiser is exact. It's not like Truma. Truma, whatever you want. There's no shear midaraisa for truma. Okay, midrabanan, 140, 150, 160. You could give your whole field of truma as long as you leave a little bit. Shiarani karin. But meiser, from the word eser, it has to be exact. So what do you mean he gave double? And throw in another question. After you give meiser of the first, so what's left? You give a tenth of what's left? So that's not meiser, that's too little. So what did he do exactly? So, different answers given by the Rishonim, what exactly he did. Tosva says, Im shnei isurim mamish hifrish lo hayim misukan. Right, it wouldn't be good. Elam afarish yirushalmi, shehifrish meiser echad la meiser sheni. He took off one meiser for meiser sheni, then he was pode it. He was pode that onto money, and he took that money up to Yerushalayim and treated that with Meiser Sheni Kedusha, and the Tzvua that he has here, he gave to Aniyim. So the same produce, same growth, was his Meiser Sheni and his Meiser Ani. That's how he did it. So again, he took off, he was poted, he gave this to others, say, well, no, he just took what he had to Yerushalayim and he gave it to Aniyim there. So it was the Meiser Ani and the Meiser Sheni that were covered. You know, either way, the Rishonim here are struggling to come up with a case that he didn't take off two sets of Meisers. Right, it's one set that somehow ballooned into two. That is the discussion here. Ask the Sfasemis here. Find Meiser Sheni. You got to take off if you're not sure. Meiser Ani. Don't we have a principle of a Mosim Mechaver Olav Araya? Prove to me that this is a Meiser Ani year. Or prove to me that it's the old Rosh Hashanah, not the new Rosh Hashanah. Hamosim Mechaber Levaraya. There's no Isser here. By Isser, you have to be Machmir. So that's why Meiser Sheni is an Isser. Not let it eat it outside of Yerushalayim. But when it comes to Meiser Ani, prove to me that this is Meiser Ani, and I'll give it to you. And if not, Hamosim Mechaber Levaraya. Says the Sfas Emes, you don't say Hamosim Mechaber Levaraya, not only by Suffolk Isser, but by a Suffolk Chi of Mitzvah. You have a son of Chi of Mitzvah here. You're not sure if this is that year. So he says, maybe that's mafkia, the normal rules of Hamotze Mechaveira Olav Araya. Gabi Chi of Dematnes Aniyim, lo mahani cheskas balasadeh. Kiva dika keneged cheskas Chi of Dematnes lite matnes Aniyim. You have a muchzok that is yours, but you also have a Chi of to give. So it's a Safi Daraisa. Even though it's not just it's not in the world of Isser. Nimsa ikara klal dekalecha derischayev akama b'chiyuvim bata koach hamuchzakis debalasade. You got to see if that works in all the cases, right? Right, just by levium, right? Chiyuv of masavik, chiyuv of meiser rishon, right? But why is that different? Prove to me that you're a levi. Prove to me it's not just a chiyuv on me. I have a suffic mitzvah. You're right, but you also have a suffic status. That's why I don't have to give it to you. That's worse. Here he's for sure nani. He's for sure nani. The only suffic is in my mitzvah. So then I have a suffix. You don't say a suffix. Habatz mechaber levaraya. That's the yisod of the Sfas Emes. The yisod of Sfas Emes right here. Rashi sounds like he says you take two isurim. And the Aruch Lener discusses how is that possible mamish. We have all the other Rishonim. Tosafot that the Ritva come up with cases where he could be covered with one. But Rashi sounds like in the bottom line, two isurim. So the Aruch Lener discusses how does that work. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, back on the 10th line or so, Umi Avdina Kishrei Chumri, how is it possible that Rabbi Kiva went like two opposing Chumris? Vatanya, didn't we learn a number of places already? La'ola malacha k'divrei Beis Hillel. You always follow Beis Hillel. V'yarotza l'asas k'divrei Beis Shammai, if you want to go like Beis Shammai, Osa. K'divrei Beis Hillel, Osa. Meaning, you should go like Beis Hillel, right, since the Basco, right, then we follow the Beis Hillel. But if you want to go like if you're a town of Beis Shammai, fine. Go like Beis Hillel, fine. Mikule Beis Shammai, Mikule Beis Hillel. But if you pick the coolest of both of them, Russia, you're a Russia. That's the status. Michumre Beishamai, Michumre Beisilah. If you take the chumres of both, then you're a fool. Alava Kasav Omer, Vaksil Bachoshecholech, Elaika Beishamai, Bekulehon, Ubechumrehon, Eika Beisilah, Bekulehon, Bechumrehon. Life is not about, for sure, always being Mekel, because that's just abusing the system. And life's not about always being Machmir. Right? It's I'll just be Machmir in all cases. Because that's also abusing your life. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Right, so you got to have a consistent opinion, a Rebbe, and you take his chumras and you take his kulas. So what is Rebbe Akiva doing here? How could you take the chumras of both? So the Gemara answers, Rebbe Akiva gamrei estapiklei. No, the point was, he knew there was a shita out there that said the first of Shvat, and he knew there was a shita out there that said the 15th of Shvat. He forgot who said what. He was going to go like Beis Hillel. He just forgot who said what. Gamri is topic levelo yada I base hillel be echad bishvat, I betesva bishvat. Right? So he wasn't sure what to do, and that's why he wasn't considered a fool in this case, right? Because he had to be machmir. What does it sound like from here? Sounds like from here, says the Ritva in Erevin, where this also comes up, that what if I'm machmir across the board because I don't know the halacha? Right? If there's a real safek, I have to be machmir. What if I don't know the halacha? So the Ritva says, you're still a fool. You have to be machmir because you don't know the halacha. But you're still a fool because you should have known the halacha. Rabbi Akiva is not called a fool because it was impossible. Rabbi Akiva says it was impossible to know because there was nobody, he was the Gadol HaDor, and the Mesorah was lost until it came back. Who says what? Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Says the Ritva right there. Pirish, v'lo haya mishi yavara lo ha'emes. Nobody could tell it. Aval misha asa chumr demaru demar, mipnei she'ena yodeya hadin, af api sheshuris hadin kach, even though that's what you got to do. Right, if you don't know what to do, you have to be machmir. But yesh tolasos mikomakom akati karina beishu ksil holech b'choshech k'shehayi lo lilma v'lolamad, because you should have learned and you didn't learn. I saw in the Magalias Hashas he quotes here from one of the rebbes. Maybe this is the minhag that the Mishnah Berurah quotes that some have of eating fruit on Tu Bishvat. Why? We're emphasizing now we know the Misora. We know it's Beis Hillel holds Tesvav. Right, that's what we're emphasizing by eating the fruit to show that minaginu lechol mipiras ilan anukovim sherosh hashana lalas beis hillel hu betesvav kedeisa be mishta. That's what Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld said. He says he heard this and he says that's the halacha. Okay, weiter. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, quoting the second opinion. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo minag beishar beis hillel nohagba la minag Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Blazer Rabbi Eliezer nohagba becha beshake beishamai. I'm sorry. So that's why he held like the second view. The second, something not the first. They asked the Gemara, but what was the day that he was doing it on? It was the first day of Shvat. So you're telling me he agreed that the issue wasn't Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, it was this other machlokas? So what? He held like Beis Shammai? Because his issue was on the first day of Shvat. Becha b'shvaka Beis Shammai no'agba. So let's see it. Rabbi Akiva picked the astrogam on the first day of Shvat. So now you're saying he definitely holds like Beis Shammai. At least the first opinion said he wasn't sure. So a couple of answers. Answer number one, Amar Rabbi Chanina v'itema Rabbi Chananya. Hacha be'esrog shechantu peirosav kodam tesvav de'idach shvat askinan. No, we're talking about a case where the fruit already blossomed before the previous Tu B'Shvat. And the issue was here that it's after. It's the year different than the, right, this Tu B'Shvat, it was the year before the previous Tu B'Shvat, and this is later. Ubedin, so now you don't know Lakita is after this. The fact that it's on first day of Shvat here is meaningless. It could have been last week also. It's not significant. It just happened to be on the first day of Shvat. But the cutoff point was the previous Tu B'Shvat, not this month of Shvat. Number one. Ravina Amar, Karoch Vatani. Ravina says, switch it. It's like Chsir Mechsir in the story. Lo echa b'shvat haya, la tu b'shvat haya. V'lo minag b'shamay b'shila no hagba, el minag Rebbe Gamliel Rebbe Eliezer no hagba. Alright, so he quoted that we had a lack of the story in both cases. Period. Just to end with one other point, fascinating chakira. I don't know if we've ever mentioned this. Chashuki Chemed has it here. Once we're talking about Sveikas and being machmir, this is the question. Sheila, Adam ratza le'echal tapuach. Person wanted to eat an apple. And he's not sure if he made a bracha. I'm not sure if I made a bracha. What's the halacha? We know. Some brachas the hakel. I'm not sure if I made a bracha. I keep eating, and I don't make a bracha. But he wanted to be machmer, so what's the other way to do it? You get a different fruit, which you totally didn't have in mind, and you take it, and you make a bracha on that, then you're yotzei, then you can keep eating. So this guy somehow got mixed up. He went to get a pear out, and then he picks up the apple again and says a bracha on the apple. Borei priya eitz. And he makes the bracha on the apple. So what now? What's the issue? What's the question? You say, okay, fine, now we made the bracha. The answer is he was focusing on the apple, first and foremost. The shaila is, savi brachas lahakel, what does that mean? Does that mean Chazal say, you know what, we'll treat it as if you said the bracha? That's what we'll treat it as? Or does savi brachas lahakel mean you didn't make a bracha, but you're still allowed to eat? Because, you know, we don't want you to cross the line of a possible Shem Hashem, so you did not make the bracha. But we'll allow you to keep eating. Levi nafkamina this case. Meaning if the apple already got a bori per eitz on it, halachically, we treat it as if you got a bori per eitz. So if you have kavana for the eitz now, so that's a meaningless bracha. So you got to make another bracha on the pear. But if you didn't make a bracha on it, then at least you went above and beyond, which you didn't have to do. Meidach efshar lomar shesafek brachas alaka hayna shechazal hechlitu shekivin shu safek hari zekilu birech alav veino chayav klal bebracha. Right, so that's the Dafkamina, and he has two pages here where he goes through what the halach is, which we're not going to get into. But at least the chakira is a chakira that we should keep in mind. Okay, we'll stop here. Rez Hashem, we'll continue with the last daf relating to the first Mishnah tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.